The sun thought about that, and decided to shine more brightly. The wind, which was enjoying the conversation, started to blow with greater force, so that the sun would not blind the boy. "This is why alchemy exists," the boy said, "so that everyone will search for his treasure, find it, and then want to be better than he was in his former life. Lead will play its role until the world has no further need for lead, and then lead will have to turn itself into gold. That's what alchemists do. They show that when we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too."
"Well, why did you say that I don't know about love?"
the sun asked the boy.
"Because it's not love to be static like the desert, nor is it love to roam the world like the wind. And it's not love to see everything from a distance like you do. Love is the force that transforms and improves the soul of the world. When I first reached through to it, I thought the soul of the world was perfect. But later, I could see that it was like other aspects of creation, and had its own passions and wars. It is we who nourish the soul of the world, and the world we live in will be either better or worse, depending on whether we become better or worse. And that's where the power of love comes in, because when we love, we always strive to become better than we are."
"So what do you want of me?"
the sun asked.
"I want you to help me turn myself into the wind," the boy answered.
"Nature knows me as the wisest being in creation," the sun said. "But I don't know how to turn you into the wind."
"Then whom should I ask?"
The sun thought for a minute. The wind was listening closely and wanted to tell every corner of the world that the sun's wisdom had its limitations, that it was unable to deal with this boy who spoke the language of the world.